I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, July 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We're heading into the 4th of July weekend, and that means millions of Americans hitting the road. But can your wallet handle it? Gas prices are at their highest level in nearly 7 years.
Oil demand is rising faster than it has in many years in the United States. It's projected to rise about 9% from the first quarter to the third quarter, which is faster than any time in recent memory except for last year.
Coming up, we'll check in with our energy reporter Colin Eaton on what to expect at the pump as you make your summer plans. That's after the break.
I'm Manveen Rana, the host of Stories of Our Times, the daily podcast from The Times and The Sunday Times. Every weekday, we look at one big story in depth, from the aftermath of the Beirut explosion to the storming of the US Capitol.
USA!
We take you to the heart of the stories that matter, with exclusive access and reporting.
There's another side to this. There's another story.
It's published for the start of your day, and you can listen for free on the Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Stories of Our Times.
The average price of a gallon of gas is about a dollar more than it was this time a year ago. So where are prices likely to go for the rest of the summer? And how could that affect travel plans? WSJ reporter Colin Eaton joins us from Houston, where he's been tracking the price of oil. Colin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, JR.
So, Colin, gas prices feel like they're out of control. I mean, the price is higher every time we pull up to the pump. So let's talk about why. Basic economics would tell us that supply and demand both play a role in price increases. So I want to tackle both halves of that equation. So the first question is there a gas supply issue in the U.S.?
So there's not exactly a supply problem per se. There are logistical issues that we're running into in patches of the country. So while this is not like what we saw with the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack back in May, that drove a fuel run across the Southeast. There were thousands of gas stations out of gas, and the main artery for fuel to the East Coast was offline for several days. That's not what's happening here. We have a shortage of truck drivers. A lot of folks were laid off in the pandemic, and it hasn't been easy to hire everyone back and get that fleet of trucks up and running, particularly to the extent to meet demand that's happening right now. We're going to need another 2,600 to 3,000 trucks to get that fuel from the hundreds of terminals across the country to the thousands of gas stations. And we're seeing right now some outages in places like the Rocky Mountains, Southwest Missouri, parts of the Florida Keys. There have been pockets of outages. And I think analysts are saying that despite that, there's still ample supply on the market, and there shouldn't be too much of a problem across the market.
Now, a moment ago, you said there's a shortage of 3,000 trucks. How big a number is that in the grand scheme of oil transport around the country?
It's a big number, but as a percentage of the overall trucking fleet, it's not insurmountable. Another 3,000 trucks would get us to about 50,000 across the country, according to the Oil Price Information Service.
Okay, so what other factors are at work here? Have this summer's heat waves had any effect on prices?
Yeah, particularly in the Pacific Northwest, the heat is threatening to crimp supplies because extreme weather, particularly refineries in the Pacific Northwest, were not built to handle extreme heat. We deal with that pretty well here in the Gulf Coast, but it makes it harder for those Pacific Northwest refineries to pump out as much fuel as they have been. And so you've seen gas prices in Washington State, in Idaho, in Oregon, jump about 10 cents, 10 to 11 cents just in the past week alone on the impact of that. There have not been yet any major problems, but that region is certainly susceptible to higher prices, more so right now than the rest of the country.
So tell me about the outlook for prices for the rest of the summer. What should drivers who are making plans expect?
The gasoline prices nationwide are averaging about $3.12 a gallon. And analysts believe that because demand is robust right now, that it could go beyond $3.20, even as high as $3.35 a gallon. And that just depends on how robust demand is going to be and how much fuel inventories are drained by all this additional driving around the country. And part of the issue is that oil demand is rising faster than it has in many years in the United States. It's projected to rise about 9% from the first quarter to the third quarter, which is faster than any time in recent memory, except for last year when the various lockdown measures were lifted and people got back on the road then.
Now, we've seen sharp run-ups in gas prices before. What kinds of things eventually cause prices to turn around and come back down?
One thing that is a distant possibility at the moment is a return of oil production from OPEC nations and allies of OPEC, such as Russia. These countries are holding a lot of millions of barrels a day of oil in as spare capacity right now. They have the ability to bring that back on relatively quickly. And if the oil price were to turn around because of that, you'd see fuel prices eventually follow suit.
Now, you and the WSJ Energy team have reported that OPEC nations are leaning toward boosting oil production throughout the rest of the year after cutting production during the pandemic. What effect could that have on the price of the pump beyond the end of the summer?
At the moment, there is dispute between OPEC nations and its allies about how much supply to bring back on. It's possible that they bring on about 500,000 barrels a day. They've signaled that previously, and that figure is fairly modest in terms of what the market can absorb right now. We have heard that the market is healthy enough to absorb 1 million barrels a day. It is possible that OPEC brings on more spare capacity in coming months, and that could tap the brakes on prices, could put a ceiling on prices. But we have been speaking with economists and analysts who say if there is not much of a market response by OPEC, we could see oil prices and in turn gas prices go higher. It's not exactly clear how much higher oil prices could go, but we're at $75, $76 oil in the U.S. right now, and it could go to at least $80. According to analysts and economists.
All right, that's WSJ Energy reporter Colin Eaton. Colin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.